弟兄姊妹们早。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天早晨，我们和弟兄姊妹读到三段圣经。
This morning we'll read from three passages.
我们先读马可福音第五章。
First, read Mark chapter 5.
第五章，我们先读22节到24节。
We'll first read verses 22-24. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live.So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him.
我们再读35节到43节。
We will also read verses 35-43. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not be afraid, only believe.And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult, and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying.Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha kumi, which is translated, Little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat.
我们再读第九章。
We'll also read chapter 9.
第九章。我们从第二节读到第八节。
We'll read from verses 2-8. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining, exceedingly white, like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus.Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves.
我们再读还是马可十四章。
We'll also read from Mark chapter 14.
14:32-42.
Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, Sit here while I pray. And he took Peter, James, and John with him. And he began to be troubled and deeply distressed.Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation.The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them sleeping again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came the third time and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
我们一点祷告。
Let us pray.
是我们早晨 在一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we just come together at your feet.
荣耀的主耶稣，你就在我们的中间。
Glorious Jesus, you are in our midst.
你是我们亲爱的救主。
You are our dear Savior.
也是我们的生命力量。
And you are the strength of our life.
我们一生的盼望就在主耶稣的身上。
All the hope in our life is upon Jesus.
我们早晨来到你面前，因为我们心中饥渴地爱慕着耶稣。
And this morning, as we come before you, it is because our hearts greatly love the Lord.
我们渴望在这聚会中，我们与主面对面的相交。
We hope that in this meeting we can see the Lord face to face.
让我们得见你的荣力。
That we can enter into your glory.
让我们得听你的慈声。
That we can hear your gentle voice.
求主你在这个聚会中间，你来做供应的源头。
And Lord, may you be the source of our supply.
你供应我们每一个人的需要。
And that you will meet every need here.
并且吸引我们每一颗心都来靠近你自己。
And that you will also draw each of our hearts to be near to you.
主，我们所最宝贵的就是你的同在。
Lord, what we treasure the most is your presence.
让这个聚会真是充满你的同在。
May this meeting be full of your presence.
以致我们聚会了之后，我们就说，主啊，我们这里真好。
And that, Lord, through this meeting, we can see, Lord, you are so good.
因为你就在我们的中间。
Because you are in our midst.
你在我们的里边。
And you are in us.
你在我们的四围。
And you are around us.
你随时随地都是我们的帮助。
You are with us and you are our help in any time and place.
我们能够这样跟随你，正是一般大蒙福的人。
And that we can follow you, it is really because it's such a blessing.
我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才我们读了三段圣经。
Just now we've read three passages.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你们有没有注意到。
I do not know if brothers and sisters have recognized that.
这三段圣经呢，一个共同的特点。
That there is a similar point between these three passages.
就是都和三个门徒有关系。
It has to do with these three disciples.
和彼得、雅各、约翰这三个门徒有关系的。
And it's related to Peter, James, and John.
因为我们说的三段圣经呢，都主耶稣带着这个三个门徒一同去的。
Because in these three passages, you can see the Lord Jesus leading these disciples.
你是不是觉得很特别？
Do you find it very special?
怎么主耶稣啊，这里单单带三个门徒跟着他走呢？
That the Lord Jesus would only bring these three disciples with him.
主耶稣拣选的门徒很多。
The Lord has chosen many disciples.
因为主耶稣在地上的时候啊，他本身的荣美。
Because when the Lord was on this earth, his beauty.
以及他所显出来大能的作为。
And what he has manifested to people around him.
都是深深的吸引许多许多人来跟随耶稣。
It has drawn many people to follow him.
那这么多跟随耶稣人当中呢，主耶稣拣选了十二个门徒。
But among all those followers, the Lord had only chosen the 12 disciples.
而在这十二个门徒当中呢，主又特别拣选这三个门徒。
And but among those 12 disciples, the Lord especially chose these three disciples.
主拣选门徒啊，就是要他们无论主到哪里去，门徒都跟着他。
And that the Lord chose these disciples so that no matter where he went, they would also go with him.
啊，而这三个门徒呢，主在十二个门徒中间呢，又让这三个门徒在主的跟前受到特别的训练。
And so among these 12 disciples, the Lord chose these three so that they could receive a special training.
所以我们可以见到这三件事情呢，一定有它特别的重要性。
So we can see that these three events must have some.Important significance.
因为这三个人啊，在神的国度里边有特别的分量。
Because these three people in the kingdom of God is, they have a position.
他们有一天都要做主贵重的器皿的。
And they are precious vessels of the Lord.
彼得是主把天国钥匙给他，要把天国的门户开起来。
And through Peter, the Lord gives him the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
约翰呢，主把那个树林生命这一份的服事特别交付给他。
And for John, the spiritual service the Lord had entrusted to him.
雅各呢，是十二个门徒当中第一个殉道者。
And then James, of all the disciples, he is the first martyr.
就代表历史历代那许多为着神的国把性命都摆上去的人。
And he represented that throughout the ages, he would be someone to place his life for the Lord's kingdom.
所以这三个门徒都是非常重要的。
And these three disciples are very important.
所以主呢，对他们三个门徒那训练也是特别的严密。
And so then the Lord would train these disciples specially, and then he was especially strict with them.
所以今天呢，我们就和弟兄姊妹来交通主对门徒的那个精密的训练。
And so today I'd like to fellowship on the Lord's training on his disciples.
我们每一个做主耶稣门徒的人呢，都要接受主的训练。
Each of us who are disciples of the Lord need to receive his training.
我们知道世界上啊，你做任何一件事情要做得好的话呢，必须要受训练。
And we know that even in this world, no matter what we hope to accomplish well, we need to have training.
你比方一个球队。
For example, a team.
无论是篮球队也好，足球队也好。
Whether it's a soccer team or it's a basketball team.
你被选到这个球队里面去了，你必须要事先有严格的训练。
Then if before you were chosen for this team, you have to go through intense training.
或者你是个游泳的代表队。
Or if you are a representative for the swim team.
那也必须要严格的训练。
And you need to go through strict training.
明年2008年呢，这个北京就要开那个奥运会。
Now in 2008, there will be the Olympics at Beijing.
那么在中国呢，他们在几年之前呢，已经在那精密的训练那许多的运动员了。
And that in China, a few years ago, they have already been training their athletes.
不要说是运动员，就算你要到一个公司里去做事情。
Not just athletes, but if you were a business person.
你要到公司里做事之前呢，也要先经过一段时间的训练。
Before you enter the company, you must go through training.
是世上的事情尚且如此，何况我们追求神的国度。
If the things of this world are like so, how much more is it when we pursue God and His kingdom?
我们做主耶稣的门徒啊，就是为着要来进入神的国，来经营神国度的事情。
We as his disciples, before the Lord's kingdom, we need to be concerned about his things.
那要比被选到奥运会去做奥运的选手啊，不知道要重要多少倍。
And so those who are, we are even more important than those who are chosen for the Olympics.
所以我们要把神的国度带进来。
To bring God's kingdom in.
要去经历神国的一切的丰富和全能。
And to allow all its fullness and its power to enter.
并且我们要见证神的国度，传扬神的国度。
And that we need to spread God's kingdom.
那我们岂能够随随便便就可以呢？
So we cannot just be wishy-washy.
所以每一个被拣选来做主门徒的人，我们都要为着神的国度，在他的面前呢，受他的训练。
And so for each disciple who is chosen for God's kingdom, we must have training from him.
所以今天我们读的三段圣经呢，就是讲到三件的事情。
And so through these three passages, we want to talk about three matters.
就是主看为着神的国度啊，我们要来好好的学习非常重要的三件事情。
And that for God's kingdom, we need to learn three important lessons here.
第一个训练。
The first training.
叫训练门徒认识基督复活的生命。
Is for the disciples to learn what is the resurrection life of Christ.
我想这个故事大家都是很熟悉。
I believe that you are very familiar with the story.
那一天呢，那个灌会堂的严鲁。
And that day, Jairus.
他的女儿啊生病就快要死了。
He's a ruler of synagogue and his daughter is about to die.
他们那个严鲁就来求主耶稣到他家里去来医治他的女儿。
And so he pled with Jesus to come and heal his daughter.
这个女孩子已经十二岁。
And this daughter was already 12 years old.
那主耶稣那天呢，就带着彼得、雅各、约翰三个人去。
And that day, the Lord Jesus brought Peter, James, and John with him.
那么当他们去的时候呢，这个关会堂的女人啊，已经是死掉了。
And so when he went, Jairus' daughter already died.
所以许多人说，她死都死了，你还叫耶稣来做什么呀？
And so the people are saying, oh, she's already dead. What are you doing, Jesus?
那主耶稣说，你们不要怕。
And the Lord says, you do not need to fear.
只要信。
Only believe.
啊，因为她不是死了，是睡了。
Because she has not died, but she's sleeping.
就主耶稣讲，大力大鼓米讲一句话。
And so once he said, Talitha Kumi.
哎，这个十二岁的女孩子啊，就从死里面复活起来了。
That 12-year-old girl resurrected from the dead.
啊，所以主让这三个门徒啊，就特别看见基督这个复活的生命。
So the Lord Jesus led these disciples to see the resurrection life.
所以这是头一个训练呢，就训练门徒认识基督的生命，是个复活的生命。
So this is the first training ground for the disciples to recognize the resurrection life of Jesus.
我们人在地上啊，常会碰见许许多多狂风暴雨的打击。
In our lives, we'll come across many problems and hardships.
我们人生一生当中会碰见很多的挫折。
And we may make a lot of mistakes in our lives.
那我们信了主了之后，来跟随主呢，我们也会经常碰见许多的试炼，许多难处。
And after we have believed the Lord, we will go through many trials and difficulties.
那这许多的打击，这许多的试炼呢，正像狂风暴雨一样，会把你带到一个死亡的境地。
And all these problems and difficulties, like the weather, it would bring us to a place of death.
所以很多时候啊，你的环境啊，就好像落在那个死荫幽谷里面一样。
So often our circumstances seem to be like the valley of the shadow of death.
你到一个地方，你觉得你真是过不去。
And there's a point where you think, I cannot go through this anymore.
你活不下去。
You cannot live anymore.
这个死亡的权势那么大。
This power of death is so great.
造人的本身的力量，那是绝对应付不了了。
And that your whole body strength cannot stand against it.
所以呢，主在这里要特别训练我们呢，基督那个复活的生命。
And so the Lord wants to specially train us about the resurrection life of Christ.
主耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
因为主自己就是一个胜过了死亡权势的一个生命。
Because in him is the life that overcame death.
主耶稣说，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
Unless the Lord Jesus says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone.
若是死了呢，就长出许多的子粒来。
But after it dies, it produces much fruit.
这就是看见我们主耶稣一生呢，就像一颗麦子一样落在地里死了。
So we can see that our Lord Jesus is like a grain of wheat which dies in the ground.
那个撒旦用尽办法要把主耶稣置于死地。
And so Satan uses all his might to cause Jesus to die.
不但把他钉死在十字架上。
Not only to crucify him on the cross.
并且还埋葬在坟墓里面。
But also to bury him in a tomb.
并且把坟墓的口封起来。
And seal the tomb.
还用一块人都搬不动的大石头挡住这个墓门口。
And to use a stone that could not be moved by man to block the doorway.
但是呢，主耶稣到第三天呢，他竟然攻破了这个死亡的权势。
But yet on the third day, the Lord overcame the power of death.
就坟墓敞开了。
And the tomb was opened.
这个几千年人类的历史啊，从来没有人能够进到死亡里面去，还能够从死亡里面出来的。
And these thousands of years, no one has entered death and been able to be resurrected.
主耶稣是头一个。
The Lord Jesus is the first one.
所以我们做基督徒第一件事情呢，要认识主耶稣的复活的生命。
So we as Christians, the first thing we need to know is the resurrection life of Christ.
并且今天这个复活的生命呢，今天就在我们的里面。
And to allow this resurrection life to dwell within us.
所以圣经里面呢，常常用鱼来象征基督徒的生命。
And so often, in the Bible, they'll use fish to represent the life of a Christian.
你们有没有看到有的人呢，在汽车上啊，就贴一个鱼的 sign?
And so some people on their cars, they will put the sign of the fish.
大概鱼的sign大概多半都是基督徒。
And then most people with the sign of the fish are Christians.
他为什么用一个鱼来象征我们说基督徒的记号呢？
Well, why would they use a fish to represent our life as a Christian?
因为这个鱼啊是特别，它能够逆流而上。
Because the fish can just swim upwards.
我们一般的，差不多就是在这个河里，如果这么流下去的话。
And if we just go with the current of the river.
一般的东西啊，比方一张树叶或者一张纸，那么这个水流的时候呢，就跟着水就往下流了。
For example, a leaf or a piece of paper, it will go with the current of the river.
但是这个鱼就不同了。But
the fish is different.
这个鱼啊，它能够从下游就流到上游的。The
fish can swim from downstream to upstream.
这个水是这样流。And
if the water goes one way,
这个鱼呢，那个逆水而上就冲上来。Yet
this fish can continuously swim against the tide.
所以你去看过那个 Capilano 那个 Simon 鱼啊。
And have you seen the salmon at Capilano River? I believe most brothers and sisters in Vancouver have seen it.
就游上来,游到这个山上。
You can see that the salmon comes from the Great Ocean and they swim upstream.
并且那个水坝最高,
and even when it is very steep, the salmon can just jump up. And this represents that we as Christians in this world, we are like the salmon.
你知道,一般没有信主人啊,
because if we who have not yet believed in the Lord, we would be like the fish who are, we would be like those who are going with the current.
这个世界的潮流,世界的风俗怎么走?
No matter what the fashions of the world is, and how the ways of the world is, then these people will follow the trends of the world.
所以多少那个不信主的人，或者是信主、美好爱主、追求主的人呢，都容易被这个世界的潮流所冲走。
So a lot of those who have not yet believed, and those who do not follow the Lord carefully, they will also follow the trends of the world.
但是我们基督徒里面有做那个复活的生命啊。But
yet we Christians with the resurrection life within us.
这个生命的性质叫我们能够冲着世界的潮流往上走。This
life can help us to swim against the tide of this world.
虽然我们处在这个败坏邪恶的时代,
even though we are in a corrupted generation,
但是我们却能够靠着主耶稣那个复活的生命呢，我们能够向上走，而不被这世界的潮流所卷走。
Yet because of the resurrection life of Christ, we can swim against the tide and not be swept away by the current of the world.
在一片死亡的环境里面呢，我们能够在那站住，并且做主荣耀的见证。
And that in a time of death, we can stand firmly and be a testimony for our Lord Jesus.
所以你看看保罗跟希拉，当他们被关在监牢里面的时候。
So you can see when Paul and Silas, they were imprisoned.
如果我们处在那环境当中呢，我们很可能我们就怨天怨地。
And if it was us, we would be complaining.
我们发怨言是为什么我这么倒霉？
We would be complaining. Why am I in such a place?
为什么别人都没有被关在监牢里面，我却传福音、为主做工，还被关在监牢里面？
Why are others not in prison? And me, who I've been spreading the gospel, why am I in prison?
这个希拉可能就会怪保罗，都是你吗？
And Silas might say, oh, it's all your fault.
你不应该到这个地方来传福音，结果你来传，你看今天就被关在监牢里面了。
You shouldn't be coming to this place to spread gospel. See, now we're in prison.
这个保罗可能埋怨希拉说，都是因为你不顺服。
And so Paul could say to Silas, it's because of you that didn't obey.
你没跟我同心合意，所以我们今天就碰到这个难处了。
You didn't cooperate with me. That's why we are in this difficulty.
我们人呢，都很容易埋怨来埋怨去。
Very easily we can blame and complain.
那一埋怨你就死掉。
And once you complain, there's death.
保罗希拉呀，他们处在那样的环境当中。
Paul and Silas in this environment.
监牢门像铜墙铁壁。
And they were within the same jail.
这个手上的手铐是紧紧的。
And the shackles on their hands were very tight.
但是他们呢，在半夜里面的唱起诗歌来赞美神。
And yet in the darkest part of the night, they were able to sing hymns to the Lord. And a wondrous thing was heard.
一唱诗歌赞美神啊,
Once he sang praises to
him, 唱在这个监牢门, 这个地就大大震动,
that there was this great earthquake.
监牢门就开放,
and the prison doors opened.
这些囚犯上的锁链呢, 通通掉下来了,
and all these shackles fell off.
啊, 所以你看主耶稣在那样一个死亡的环境里面呢，能够展现出那个复活的生命来。
And that the Lord shows us that through this place of death, His resurrection life comes forth.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们认识这个宝贝的复活的生命，今天就在我们里头。
We need to know this precious resurrection life within us.
我认识一个老姊妹。
I know an elderly sister.
她从小生下来呀，身体就很不好。
That when she was born, she was very weak.
她给我们做见证说她死都死过几次。
And she gave testimony and says that she died several times.
但是主就保留她，使她没有从死里面又活过来了。
But she said that the Lord kept her, and each time she almost died, but she revived.
她一直到现在身体都还是很弱的。
And even now she has a very weak body.
但是她虽然身体很弱，几乎奄奄一息要死的样子。
And even though she has a very weak body, and it's as if she's about to die.
但是真当主有需要，主给她一句话的时候，她能够立刻就从病床上起来。
But when the Lord speaks a word to her, then she is able to get up from her sick bed.
有一次，我们一个弟兄打电话给她。
One time, a brother called her.
啊，他儿子说，他本人说他儿子说生病。
And he said that his son has an illness.
他妈妈这几天生病了，躺在床上不能够行动。
And so the mother is already sick and cannot move.
所以那个弟兄跟我说，哎，他某某姊妹，我打电话去，听说他病重了。
And so I called, and this brother says, I heard that this sister is very sick.
所以我听见这个消息呢，我也打电话去给他。
And so when I heard this news, I called her.
他儿子告诉我说，他我妈妈到台湾去了。
And her son said, you know, my mom just went to Taiwan.
我说前两天我一个弟兄打电话来说，你妈妈不是躺在床上病很重吗
？And I said, well, someone just told me that, you know, you said that your mother was in sickness in her bed.
他儿子说，他说主的话一临到他呀，叫他到台湾去，他就从病床上起来，就飞到台湾去了。
And then her son said, well, once the word the Lord came to her to tell her to go to Taiwan, that she was able to arise from her sick bed and go to Taiwan.
这就是保罗所讲的了，我们四面受敌，不被捆住。
And so Paul says we are not bound by our afflictions.
打到了也不至于死亡。
And we are struck down but not destroyed.
因为有这个宝贝放在我们的瓦器里头。
Because there's this treasure that's placed into our earthen vessels.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知不知道今天呢，我们里面一个宝贝放在瓦器里头。
So, brothers and sisters, do you know that we have this treasure in our earthen vessels?
你不要看我们外面好像是也是好像是没什么了不起啊。
You know, if we look on our outside, there's nothing really to be proud of.
好像很软弱，没什么力量。
And it's as if we're very weak.
但是主耶稣这个复活的生命在我们里头。
But the Lord's resurrection life is in us.
是宝贝放在瓦器里头。
It is this treasure that's placed in our earthen
我们今天呢，就是靠着主耶稣所赐给我们这个复活的生命，我们胜过许多死亡的权势。
And today we overcome all the death and problems because of the Lord's resurrection life in us.
所以我们基督徒都应该认识主耶稣这个复活的生命。
So as Christians, we need to know this resurrection life.
让我们可以面对任何的难处。
That we can face every problem.
即便死亡的威胁，我们也都能够就越过去。
Even if death threatens us, we can go through it.
这是主耶稣对我们每一个人呢，要训练头一件事情。
This is the first training ground that the Lord gives us.
第二件事情呢？
The second thing.
是主耶稣把门徒带到变化山上。
Is the Lord brings us to the Mount of Transfiguration.
要叫他们看见基督那个荣耀的国度的意象。
And that you can see the glorious kingdom or the vision.
那是非常激励我们新的一段圣经。
This is a very encouraging passage to our hearts.
那一天呢，主耶稣又带着彼得、雅各、约翰这三个门徒啊，到那个变化山上去。
And that day, the Lord brought the disciples Peter, James, and John to the Mount of Transfiguration.
就在他们面前呢，就变了形象。
And so showed them a vision.
啊，好，所以啊，
他主耶稣那天是啥？他是带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗的上了高山。
And so the Lord Jesus brought Peter, James, and John up to the high mountain.
这个就在他面前就变了形象。
And he was transfigured before them.
他里面明亮如日头。
And it was as bright as the sun.
衣裳洁白发光。
And his clothing was as white and shining.
地上漂布的，没有一个能够漂得那么白的。
And there's nothing that could bleach his clothing so white.
那这幅图画，那真是给我们看见那无比的荣耀啊。
And so this is a picture of glory.
那么在这里呢，我们先注意，基督徒需要有一种暗暗的追求。
And so we can see that Christians need to be pursuing the Lord in a hidden way.
就暗暗的上了高山。
And in this hiddenness to move up the mountain.
这上了高山的意思啊，就是我们基督徒啊，要追求在属灵生命上往上升。
And so, as we are in this hiddenness and we pursue the Lord upwards, we just continue going up the mountain.
我们不要做一个平平常常、马马虎虎的基督徒。
We should not be a mediocre Christian.
有我信了主耶稣就好了。
Believing that, oh, as long as I believe in the Lord Jesus, that's enough.
反正我信了耶稣了，信耶稣就永生，就会得救，永远不会灭亡了。
And so, if I believe in Jesus, then I'll have eternal life, and that's it.
那么就是每个礼拜嘛，来聚会一次或者聚会两次这样。
Or I just come to meeting once or twice a week, and that's it.
那么其他事情呢，要做什么就还是做什么。
And I can just do whatever I want the rest of the time.
这个不能够进入神的国度的。
This cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这必须要有向上的追求。
You need to have continual.Ascension.
追求在属灵生命能够越过越高升。
That your spiritual life can continue going upwards.
毕竟是暗暗的上了高山。
But it's also you do this in secret.
这个暗暗的就是啊，不是在大庭广众之前。
To do this in secret is means not to do things in public.
是我们在私底下别人看不见的地方，别人看不见的时候啊，我们和主在那有那个暗中的追求。
But it's in these private moments that we pursue the Lord ourselves.
换句话说呢，我们不能够光是在礼拜天到教会里面来聚会的时候才做基督徒。
Just plainly speaking, it's not that we're Christians only when we come to Sunday and Friday meetings.
我们除了在聚会中间有聚会、有服事、有祷告、有赞美之外，我们私底下在任何人都看不见的时候，我们和主之间有那种暗中的追求。
But it's not just in the public when we're at the meetings that we're serving and praising and praying the Lord, but also in our secret hidden life, are we pursuing the Lord?
你如果这样子啊，私底下暗中的生活里面追求主的话呀，主要把你带到变化山上。
If you are able to maintain this hidden life of pursuit for the Lord, then the Lord will bring you up to the Mount Transfiguration.
主要在你面前就变了形象。
And he will be transfigured before you.
里面明亮如日头。
And he will be as bright as the sun.
他衣裳洁白发光。
And that his clothing is as white.
你要知道，平常呢，你所看见的耶稣啊，是个拿撒勒耶稣。
And often we will just see the Lord Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth.
他是一个木匠的儿子。
That he is a carpenter's son.
他的面貌憔悴。
And that there's nothing attractive about him.
形容枯槁。
And people were not attracted to him.
他三十多岁的时候看起来。差不多快到五十岁的样子。
And when he's 30 years old, people think that he's almost 50.
所以一般人看见那个拿撒勒耶稣啊，都不羡慕他的。
And so no one wanted this Jesus of Nazareth.
就好像今天许多人一提到耶稣，耶稣有什么了不起啊？
Just like today when Jesus mentioned, people said, oh, "What's so great about Jesus?"
因为耶稣就是这么回事嘛。
What about Jesus?
你没有看见主耶稣的荣耀。
Because you have not seen the Lord's glory.
是等到那一天，你被主耶稣带到那个变化山上啊。
So that day that when you are brought to the Mount Transfiguration,
你就主要是在你面前变了形象，从那个面貌憔悴、形容枯槁的拿撒勒耶稣身上显出荣耀来。
And when the Lord is transfigured from the Jesus of Nazareth, who's comely and has nothing attractive about him, he will show his glory.
到那一个时候啊，你看见，哦，我信了耶稣，真是不得了的。
And so I will realize that my Lord is so great.
那个荣耀是世上没有任何人事物可以和他相比的。
And his glory, there's nothing on earth that can compare with him.
正像我们所思过说，世上哪有一人能够与我们的主耶稣相比啊？
And so, just like as we sing, what can compare to the glory of our Lord?
那这他正是千千万万人中的第一人呐、啊。
He is the fairest of 10,000.
啊，所以每一个人呢、啊，我们都必须被主带到这个境地。
So each of us, we need to be brought to such a state.
就看见我们所信耶稣是不得了的一位。
To see that our Lord is the fairest among all.
他的面容是何等的超凡的。
And that his face is so radiant.
什么人事物都不能够与他相提并论的。
And there's nothing that can compare with him.
所以当我们看见这位荣耀的主耶稣的时候啊。
So when we see the glorious Lord Jesus,
看见主耶稣在神的国度里面显出来的荣耀，
and when we see His glory of His kingdom,
我们这一生啊，我们就除了主之外，我们就没有第二个追求。
Then our lives, other than the Lord, we will have no other pursuit.
啊，所以是你做神弟兄啊，对一般大学生来跟他们聚会交通。
So one time, Brother Nee was fellowshipping with these university students.
这帮大学生呢，都是很爱主的。
And these university students really love the Lord.
他们虽然在大学里面读书啊，功课也重得不得了。
And even though they had a lot of homework and assignments.
但是呢，他们愿意来好好的追求主，好好的服侍主。
Yet they wanted to pursue the Lord and serve Him.
所以你利用就训练他们。
So Brother Nee trained them.
就带他们说。
And said to them,
你们不要以为你们大学生今天能够来聚会来服侍主，以为是抬举主了。
And from Nephis, don't think that just because you're university students and you come here to meet and to serve that you're someone great.
你不要以为你摆上了很多，你为主出了很多的代价。
And you don't think that you have paid a great price for the Lord.
你要知道，不是你抬举主，是主抬举你。
It's not you who lift up the Lord, but it's the Lord who lifts you up.
你如果真看见我们所信的主耶稣多么的荣耀，多么的尊贵，多么有权能的话。
If you can see that our Lord Jesus is so precious and so glorious and so mighty,
你要跪在地上，趴在地上求他，让你来侍奉他。
Then you will kneel and prostrate yourself before him and ask him if you can serve him.
啊，所以那一天你看见了，彼得、雅各、约翰看见那一天主耶稣变了形象的时候。
And so that day when Peter, James, and John saw the Lord Jesus transfigured,
还有摩西、以利亚和耶稣同在一起。
And with Moses and Elijah by his side,
摩西就代表旧约的律法。
And Moses represents the law of the Old Testament.
以利亚就代表旧约的先知。
And also Elijah represents the prophet.
是这就讲到啊，就旧约里面无论律法无论先知，整本旧约都是见证耶稣的。
And we can see that whether in the Old Testament, whether it's the law of the prophets, they all testified of Jesus.
换句话说，全部圣经都是在那见证耶稣，启示耶稣。
In other words, everything in the Bible is to testify of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个就是我们读圣经的一个诀窍。
And so this is when we read the Bible, this is something we need to keep in mind.
我们基督徒的圣经要抓住一个诀窍。
And we need to hold on to the key.
圣经不是记载一些历史、一些人物而已。
And the Bible is not just a record of some historical events.
从旧约的创世纪一直到新约的启示录，全部圣经都是为了见证耶稣基督。
From the Old Testament Genesis to the New Testament Revelation, they're all to testify of the Lord Jesus.
所以你看见主耶稣真是千千万万人第一人啊。
You can see that he is the fairest among 10,000.
从亚伯、挪亚、亚伯拉罕这许多古代的先知开始，古代的圣徒开始。
From the stories of Abraham and Noah and all these beginnings,
他们都是被荣耀的耶稣所吸引，来追求耶稣，来见证耶稣。
They were attracted by the glory of Jesus, and they were to testify of Jesus.
所以那一天，彼得、雅各、约翰一看见了是荣耀的耶稣在国度里面显出来的时候啊。
So that day when Peter, James, and John saw the glory of the Lord manifested,
他们整个心都被吸引过去了。
Their entire hearts were attracted and drawn.
他们就说：“主啊。”我们在这里正好啊。
And then they said, Oh Lord, it is good for us to be here.
啊，所以你如果正是让主耶稣向你显现出来，看见耶稣的荣耀的时候啊。
And so if you allow the Lord to reveal His glory to you,
你就会像彼得他们那么说，主啊，这里正好啊。
You will be like Peter saying, Lord, it is so good.
哎呀，这个耶稣基督这个神的国度里面那个荣耀，这世上没有一个国家能够 和他相比的。
And such the glory of the kingdom of the Lord, nothing, no one can compare with him.
所以那一天啊，彼得、雅各、约翰一看见了，他们神就让耶稣、那摩西、以利亚都隐藏过去了。
And so as Peter, James, and John looked at Jesus, they saw that Elijah and also Moses was taken away.
他们就单单见到耶稣，不见任何一人。
And they only saw Jesus and nothing else.
啊，这就是讲，当我们被圣灵开启，看见耶稣的荣耀的时候。
This is to say, when the Spirit of God reveals us the glory of Jesus.
我们这一生当中啊，只见到耶稣。
Then our lives that we only see Jesus.
我们再也看不见别的人、别的事、别的物了。
And we do not see other people, other things, other circumstances.
虽然世界上有很多很荣耀的大人物，有很多很奇，好像很宝贝的许多的事情。
And even though there are many great men of this world, and there are many great events.
但是一个被耶稣的荣耀所吸引的人呢、啊，地上这一些都是算不得什么了。
But those who are drawn by the glory of the Lord, all these things.Will not compare.
你眼睛只见了耶稣。
Your eyes will only behold.
并且呢，就是别人对不起我，别人难我，这许多事情也统统算不得什么。
And even when people wrong us and make difficulties for us, these things do not matter anymore.
谁给我曾经这么做过对不起我的事情？谁曾经怎样的得罪我
？Who once wronged me? Who once offended me?
这些都不在我的心中，也不在我的眼中了。
These things no longer are in our eyes and in our hearts.
我们的眼目单单见到耶稣。
But our eyes only see Jesus.
所以这是主耶稣在门徒的第二个训练。
So this is the second training ground that the Lord provided.
看见神国度里面的荣耀。
To see the glory of the kingdom of God.
我们都是要被带进这个荣耀国度里面。
We need to be brought into this glory of His kingdom.
那么第三幅的图画。
So the third picture.
啊，主耶稣把门徒带到克西马尼园中。
The Lord brought his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
又是带着三个门徒去。
Same three disciples were brought.
这次做训练他们呢，要看见基督受苦的意象。
And this is to show the disciples the suffering of Jesus.
也是要叫他们看见一条顺服的道路。
And to also show them a way of obedience.
啊，那一天主耶稣带着门徒到克西马尼园中的时候。
And that day, as the Lord brought the disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane,
那是一个非常非常黑暗的环境。
It was a very dark environment.
因为前面十四架的苦难已经在等候着他。
Because the suffering of the cross was looming ahead of him.
这耶路撒冷祭司长、文士、法利赛人已经设下圈套要捉拿耶稣。
And so the people.Like the Pharisees and the scribes, they were ready to arrest Jesus.
那么犹大呢，也已经动了要出卖耶稣的意念。
And Judas has already went forth to betray the Lord.
所以就在十字架就在前头。
So with the cross ahead of him.
出卖耶稣的犹大又在身边。
And the betrayer Judas at his side.
主耶稣真是处在那个最艰难、最困苦的那样一个时刻。
That the Lord has entered in a time of great suffering and agony.
主耶稣就带着彼得、雅各、约翰的三个门徒啊，到了克西马尼园中。
And so the Lord Jesus brought his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, to the garden.
主耶稣在那跪下向父神祷告。
And as the Lord knelt down to pray to his Father.
他父啊，倘若可行的话，求你叫这个杯能够出去。
He says to the Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me.
因为那个时候主耶稣祷告啊，就汗像血滴一样就滴下来。
So as the Lord prayed, his sweat became like blood.
所以你知道这个主耶稣这个时候是心中痛苦到极点了。
And so you can see that the Lord was undergoing so much suffering.
就在求父啊，把这个痛苦，把这个前面这个苦难给他撤去。
And he asked that if possible, that his father would remove this cup and suffering from him.
但是主耶稣讲了一句非常宝贵的话。
But yet the Lord spoke a precious word.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这里主给我们传讲什么样的信息呢？
What is the message that the Lord is giving us here?
啊，这里的信息有两个点。
That there are two points in this message.
第一个点呢，就给主给我们看见了，我们要进入神的国度， 必须要经过许多的苦难。
The first point is those who seek to enter the kingdom of God must undergo much suffering.
因为前面我们已经看见了过度的荣耀。
Because we have seen the glory of the kingdom ahead of us.
那么现在主耶稣告诉我们呢，你要知道进到这个过度里面去的荣耀，那条路是怎么走的吗？
And so the Lord is now telling us to enter this kingdom of glory. What kind of path must you take?
这条路就是克西马尼园中的苦难来指定给我们。
This path is like the suffering of Gethsemane given to us.
有一个小孩子。
Like a child.
有一天他看见了这个树林里面呢有一个蝴蝶的茧。
And he saw this butterfly in the forest.
你们知道吧？这个蝴蝶啊，是毛毛虫变成功的。
And so you know that butterflies are transformed from caterpillars.
这个毛毛虫啊，到了冬天的时候啊，它就分泌出一种液体来。
And so then in the winter time, this caterpillar starts making a cocoon.、
这个液体呢，就又吐出来了之后啊，把它本身就包围起来呀、就是这个吐，一直吐丝，一直吐丝、就变成一个茧子。
And so he continuously spins.Something from his body around himself and it becomes a cocoon.
Yeah, 外面一个茧，一个壳子。
And so it becomes a cocoon.
那么这个毛毛虫呢，就是变成一个蛹，就被困在里头了。
And so this little caterpillar is within the cocoon.
那到第二年的春天呢，这个毛毛，这个里面那个蛹啊，它就会。分泌出液体来啊，就把这个茧呢，就弄出一个洞来。
And so when springtime comes the next year, this caterpillar would make this little hole.
那个洞不大，很小很小的一个洞。
And it's a very small hole.
然后这个蛹啊，在里面的蛹啊，它就要从这个小洞里面就出来。
And so then this butterfly inside the cocoon wants to come through the small hole.
因为这个洞小，那个身体比较大。
But then the hole is small and the body is great.
所以这个蛹要从这个小洞里面出来的时候啊，要经过很痛苦、很痛苦的挣扎。
And so for this butterfly to come through that small hole, it has to go through much suffering.
我们知道，等到它真是经过这个痛苦挣扎出来的时候，就变成一个美丽的蝴蝶了。
But we know that after they go through such suffering, a beautiful butterfly comes out.
所以这个蛹呢，要变成蝴蝶的话呢，必须要经过这一层痛苦的挣扎。
And so for this caterpillar to become a butterfly, it has to go through much suffering.
那个小孩子看见了那个蝴蝶在里面挣扎要出来，好像很不容易出来。
And so one time this child sees this cocoon and seems like it can't come out.
他就去拿一个剪刀来。
So it took a pair of scissors.
把这个洞口啊给它剪得大一点。
And so he cut the hole a little bit bigger.
那么这个洞一宽大呢，这个蝴蝶就很容易很快的就出来了。
And so it's very easy for the butterfly to come out.
但是呢，等到这蝴蝶出来的时候，不会飞。
But when the butterfly came out, it couldn't fly.
蝴蝶的翅膀也长好了。
And then its wings were fully grown.
样子就像蝴蝶一样很美丽。
And it looks like a beautiful butterfly.
但是啊，它两个翅膀啊就不会飞动。
But yet its wings could not fly.
所以虽然从这个洞口里面出来了，很容易的出来了，但它只能够停在这个树干上，或者停在树枝上啊，那个地上啊，它就是不会飞翔起来的。
But yet, even though it emerged out of the cocoon, it could only stay on the ground and it could not fly.
所以这个小孩子的爸爸，为什么这个蝴蝶、不会飞呢？
And so then the child said to his father, "Father, why can't the butterfly fly?"
爸爸说：“你这个孩子啊，你做了一件傻瓜事情了。”
And so then the father said, "Oh, my child, you've done a foolish thing."
这个毛毛虫变蝴蝶啊，必须要经过那个小小洞里面挣扎。
And so he's saying that the caterpillar must go through much struggle inside the cocoon.
经过这种挣扎了之后啊，它两个翅膀才会强有力。
And through all the struggle, can its wings become strong?
是现在你帮它一个忙。
So now you think that you're helping it.
让它不需要经过挣扎。
So that it doesn't go through struggle.
很快就出来了。
Quickly, so it will emerge.
但是呢，它两个翅膀却是软弱无力。
But yet, both its wings will be weak.
所以这个故事告诉我们，没有痛苦就没有荣耀。
And so this story tells us that there is no suffering, no glory.
要进到荣耀里面去啊，必须经过一阵苦难。
To enter into glory, you must go through suffering.
这就是克西马尼园中这幅图画所告诉我们的。
This is the picture of Gethsemane, and this is the message.
你要知道吧, 神的话告诉我们了, 我们这个人虚弱肢体是不能够承受神的国的。
And so the Lord says that just,
虚弱肢体, 我们这个虚弱的身体啊, 是不能够承受神的国度。
That we have such a weak body that we cannot establish God's kingdom.
你知不知道, 我们这个基督徒, 我们身上, 有很多东西, 都是不能够带到神的国度里面去。
And there's so many things of our flesh that we cannot bring to the kingdom of God.
就像我们的自私,
like our selfishness.
就像我们的自大,
our ego.
或者我们的狂怒,
or our just our anger.
或者我们的, 贪心,
or our grief.
反正我们虚弱肢，我们这个肉体里面很多东西啊， 都不能够进到神的国度里面， 都必须要被披在外面。
So much of our flesh cannot enter in the kingdom of God, it must be laid aside.
这很重要的， 其中最重要一点呢， 就是要看见我们这个自己。
The most important thing is that we need to see ourselves.
我们这个自己啊， 就是神旨意的一个仇敌。
And ourselves is what is our enemy.
因为我们的喜欢常常和神的旨意是顶触的。
Because all that we like and find pleasure in is always against God's will.
所以我们想要这样, 我们自己的喜欢呢, 我们是这么走的。
And so we often want to follow our fancies.
那神的旨意的常常想把我们拦下来的。
But yet the Lord's will seems to hedge us in.
所以你看看, 一个直的,
so one goes straight.
然后一个混的一拦,
and then the other goes horizontal.
这就变成一个十字架。
It becomes a cross.
所以啊, 要进到神的国度里边去啊, 我们这个自己必须要被十字架来拦住下来。
And so for us to enter the kingdom of God, we must be like the cross, and it hedge ourselves.
我们举一个例子吧。
So let me raise up an example.
我们这个人都很喜欢显扬自己。
We like to demonstrate ourselves.
我们呢总喜欢把我们好的一面, 我们怎么成功, 我们怎么富有, 我们怎么聪明, 就显在人跟前。
We like to show others how successful, how rich, how intelligent we are.
如果我们做了一点, 好像是自以为了不起的事情呢, 这个是盼望在人, 在别人面前呢, 能够显, 能够显出来, 让人都知道。
If there's something that we succeed in, we like to show off to everybody.
那神要对付呢, 就是我们这个自己。
But the Lord, He wants to take away our self-life.
我们要显扬我们的自己。
We want to demonstrate ourselves.
那神所他要的, 是叫你显扬耶稣, 不是要叫显扬我这个人。
But the Lord wants us to show forth Christ and not the self within us.
所以我们常常说, 我所喜欢的, 我们就怎么就去做。
So often we think, whatever I like to do, I'll do it.
我们高兴怎么样, 我们就怎么样。
Whatever I delight in, I'll do this.
但神呢就常常, 你高兴什么, 神就要帮你拦一拦。
But God will put a hedge in front of me.
是这个拦一拦呢, 就叫我们感觉到很痛苦了。
So when He blocks us, we will feel suffering.
我正想在人面前, 出人头地, 显扬一番的时候,
just when I want to show people how great I am,
让大家都知道我,
to let people see about me,
让大家都来荣耀我,
and so they praise me,
让大家都来称赞我,
and so they praise me.
那神的工作呢, 就是要把你这个自己啊, 就拦下来。
And so then the Lord will block your, the work of yourself.
神说你这个人, 你, 你不荣耀, 主耶稣, 只荣耀自己。
So the Lord will say, you do not glorify Jesus, but you glorify yourself.
是这个不行。
This is not good.
因为神的旨意, 只叫我们高举基督。
Because it's God's will that we glorify our Lord Jesus.
不让我们显扬的。
Not to show our, off ourselves.
是真当这个十字架的功课在我们前面一拦着走。
So the lessons of the cross, when it blocks us,
我们就觉得苦, 苦难来到。
Then we will feel that we have suffering.
因为我们想要做的事情, 神就不让我们走。
Because the things we want to do, God does not allow us to.
我们不愿意做的事情呢, 神偏偏要我们去做。
And yet the things we're not willing to do, God wants us to do it.
所以我们和神之间有一个很厉害的冲突。
So we have this great struggle with God.
我要这样, 神要么那样。
I want to do this and God wants to do this.
那怎么办? 太痛苦了是不是?
So what can I do? It's so hard.
所以我们就常常落在挣扎痛苦里边。
So we'll often be under struggle and suffering.
就好像那个蝴蝶啊, 在那个洞, 那个茧的洞窟里面挣扎一样。
Just like the butterfly struggling in the cocoon.
这些我真是很难为了。
And we feel, oh Lord, I'm going through so much.
我所奉献的事情真是太叫我痛苦了。
And too many things I've come across cause me suffering.
你看,
Why is it people can get glory and I don't?
大家都称赞某某人就不称赞我。
So many people praise this person but not me. This caused me to just feel so hard. It's so hard.
所以这里主角教导我们一个功课。
So God is teaching us a lesson.
就是一个顺服的功课。
It is the lesson of obedience.
啊, 你看看我们的主耶稣基督啊, 任何人碰见十字架的苦难都是不愿意接受的。
And we can see through the Lord Jesus that those who come across the cross will not want to receive
it. 这当十字架的苦难, 犹大要出卖他, 在主耶稣身上当然也是很难受的一件事情。
And of course, when Jesus is betrayed by Judas, it's so difficult for him.
那主耶稣说, 不要照着我的意思,
Yet the Lord Jesus says, nevertheless, not what I will,
只要照着你的意思。
But what you will.
弟兄姊妹, 这句话就非常的宝贝。
Brothers
and sisters, so precious.
The Lord is training us.
就当你的旨, 当你的意志和神的旨意有冲突的时候,
that when your will crosses God's will,
当你的喜欢和神的喜欢有所冲突的时候,
and your delights and God's delights cross,
你是要成就你的意思呢, 还是愿意成就神的旨意?
Will you fulfill God's will or will you fulfill your own?
主耶稣是神的儿子啊,
Jesus is the Son of God.
他到地上来做人的时候,
and as a man on this earth,
他肯学习这么一个功课,
he learned a lesson.
不要照我的意思,
nevertheless, not what I will,
只要照你的意思,
but what you will.
你们读过盖恩夫人的传记,
and so you probably have read the biography of
Madame
Gayen.
他有一本传记叫做《馨香的墨药》,
and she had a biography called,
他里面讲到一件事情, 我常常想起来, 很叫我所感动,
and she mentioned something that really touched me.
因为这个姊妹呢是很爱主,
because she really loved the Lord.
但是呢, 她也很爱美,
but yet she really loved beauty.
她长得很美的,
and she was very beautiful.
那个时候他们法国人呢, 那个时代里边呢, 都是 要出去做马车出去的时候啊, 常常有一个帕子啊, 把他的脸孔挡起来的。
And so then people, when they the French would go into carriages, they would have a veil.
那就高贵的妇人啊, 都不在外面啊, 把自己, 那个面貌, 就给别人看见。
And so the high class women would not show their faces.
所以这个姊妹呢, 她, 我长得那么美的一副面貌, 不给人家看见, 欣赏欣赏, 啊, 不让他们称赞称赞, 那多可惜啊。
So she said, well, I have such a beautiful face, and if I don't show it to others, isn't that very sad?
所以她常常呢, 就坐在马车上啊, 经过街上的时候啊, 常常把这个面纱就拉起来。
And so often when she was in her carriage, and she passed people, she would unveil herself.
她不但可以看见外面的那些景致,
not only can she see the scenery out there,
也叫别人呢, 也可以看到她的美貌。
And so people could also see her beautiful face.
但是每日直到拉起来的时候, 主在里面带他说,
but every time she lifted her veil, the Lord spoke to her.
你看看你这个人啊, 你还说爱主, 你是多爱你自己啊。
So the Lord says, you who say that you love me, you love yourself so much.
那她因为这件事痛苦,
and because of this, she went through suffering.
她明明知道啊, 我不应该显扬自己的美貌,
and she realized she should not just reveal her beauty.
要主耶稣的被称赞就好了,
just as long as the Lord Jesus is praised.
但是她经不起这个试探,
but yet she could not overcome the
temptation. 她常常这么做,
she kept doing that.
她有一天啊, 她得了天花了。
One day she came across a
天花, 一个就长一个洞,
she had measles.
那么到天花呢, 那一个, 你像一个女孩子长了天花, 都难看了。
And you can see that in a person with measles, how bad it looks.
一不小心呢, 脸上会变成麻子的。
And if you're not careful, it'll become into leprosy.
所以有很多关心他的人呢, 他说啊, 有一种药啊, 可以保护你啊, 你天花过去, 不会出现麻子。 有一种药。
And so you can think about how measles could cause you to have scars.
你就把这种药拿去擦一擦, 就保护你将来的面貌呢, 还是一样的美丽。
And so you really need to take care of it so that it maintains its beauty.
但这个姊妹啊, 她知道,
but this sister, she knew.
这是主在对付我,
so that the Lord is really dealing with me.
我是那么喜欢彰显自己的美丽,
that I who want to reveal my beauty to others.
今天主啊, 就把我来一来,
and so yet the Lord places his way against mine.
使他知道, 这个是主要对付他的美丽。
So you can see that the Lord was dealing with her beauty.
叫他不彰显自己美丽, 彰显主的美丽。
To not show off her own beauty, but to show the Lord's beauty.
所以虽然别人好意把一个药给他,
so even though someone gave her some medicine,
他说我不要这个药。
She said, I do not want this.
既然主要借着这件事情对付我,
so that the Lord wanted to deal with me,
我就愿意主的旨意成就。
Then I will let the Lord's will
be done. 虽然我呢，当然很爱美啊，我最好又要擦一擦，那是叫我的美貌能够保持，那是最好。
And so even though I love my beauty and I want to maintain it,
但是主啊，如果你不喜欢我这件事情，那么愿你的旨意成就。
But yet she said, but Lord, if you do not like this about me, then may your will be done.
这就是不要照着我的意思。
This is to say, not my will,
只要照着你的意思。
But yours be done.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的基督徒跟随主的功课上啊。
And so we as Christians who follow the Lord,
这个顺服父神的旨意非常的重要。
To obey the Father's will is very important.
尤其我们在地上，我们的家庭里面。
And so when we are in on the earth and with our family,
或者我们在教会和弟兄姊妹中间,
or when we are with brothers and sisters,
我们人和人之间会有许多的冲突,
and we will have a lot of conflicts with people.
这些冲突都是因为我要成全我的意思。
And this conflict is because we want our wills to be accomplished.
但我呢要照着我的意思行。
And I want things to be done my way.
那么对方呢要照着对方的意思行。
And when others want their way to be done,
那我们两个人之间就冲突了。
And so when we meet up with each other,
所以这个时候我们怎么办？
There's conflict. What do we do?
那两个人都见到我要照着我的意思，你要照着你的意思，两个人非正常不可。
And so one says, I want to do it this way, and the other says, I want to do it this way, so there's great conflict.
所以主就让我们呢，就学习，不要照着我的意思。
So the Lord wants us to learn, not my will,
只要照着你的意思。
But your will be done.
如果我们在跟随主的道路上,
but on this path of following the Lord,
能够学习了这个功课,
if we can learn this lesson,
我们属灵的生命就能够有很好的长进,
then our spiritual life will grow.
这就是我们进入神国度的途径。
This is the path of entering God's kingdom.
就像那个毛毛虫经过那个小小洞口的挣扎, 然后你的翅膀建造,
just like the caterpillar undergoing the suffering and the struggle through the cocoon, then it has strong wings.
你就能够飞向在空中,
then you can fly into the air.
那就是进到一个受天的境界啊,
then you are entering into the realm of what belongs to heaven. That is so glorious.
何等的自由,
and so free.
你的心灵就要飞升起来,
and then your spirit will be lifted up.
弟兄姊妹, 所以这叫没有痛苦, 就没有荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, if there's no suffering, there's no glory. To obey God's will.
看见基督的受苦的意象,
to see the vision of Jesus' suffering.
而伏在他的旨意之下,
and to see that he does not go against the Lord's will.
神国的唯一的途径,
this is the path of entering God's kingdom.
我就教导到这里为止,
and I'll end my sharing here.
我们请卢明华弟兄带我们祷告。
Let's ask Brother Alfred to pray for us.
continue to speak to us so that it will not be forgotten.